Thanks, Carmen. A very good morning to you from the sports team. We start this one off with some rugby. Andre Pollard returns to his old home ground when he runs out for the Springboks in their test against Italy at Loftus-Versfeld on Saturday. Now, the 80-cap double World Cup winner is back in South Africa, having signed a two-year deal with the Vodacom Bulls, and says, though he's excited on his return to the club, what comes first is the Azuri test.
I'm excited to come back to South Africa and play rugby in South Africa, but for now this focus is solely on Italy, and we're ready for what's coming this weekend.
Pollard runs out in the number 10 jersey on Saturday with kickoff at 10 past 5. Over to some football now. Banyana Banyana head coach Desiree Ellis believes they are ready to start defending their Women's Africa Cup of Nations crown against Ghana in Morocco on Monday. South Africa also face Mali and Tanzania in Group C. Ellis says defending a title is very difficult, but they know it is possible. Now, she believes it will take everybody to step up, like what they've done or how they've done it in 2022, and added they've been closely tracking the development of key rivals and is banking on tactical depth and team chemistry. Bouncing over to tennis to close now, Russia's Andrei Rublev took his career head-to-head record against South Africa's Lloyd Harris to 4-0 when he won their men's singles second-round match at Wimbledon. Now, Rublev beat Harris by 3-1 to advance to the third round. And then Britain's Ollie Tarvet says he has no plans to go full-time just yet, despite having the most special day of his life at Wimbledon. Now, the qualifier took on defending champion Carlos Alcaraz on centre court, but was beaten in straight sets. Tarvet plays college tennis for the University of San Diego and says he's not leaving just yet.
If you give me a year, especially with the coaches that we have at USD, I think I'll be, you know, in a much better spot a year on than I am now to, you know, sustain that level in order to, you know, maybe get a few more games off Alcaraz and be able to do this week in, week out.
Right, that's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports team. And off the bench for Sky Shabalala, I'm Faida Crunch.